cold enough for you? One could say it's cold as hell outside, right? I want to speak to you about the reality of hell this morning. And it's not because I want to harangue you or give you a fire and brimstone speech. But in today's gospel, we have the opportunity to see just how insidious and just how cunning the evil one is. And for us, it is essentially important for our relationship with God to be so strong and so well informed that we don't fall to the cunning of the evil one. I was having a conversation with some friends, and one of my friends brought up a great point. She said, you know, our relationship with God is just about that. It's between God and me. That's true. But I would also suggest that between God and us is exactly where the evil one resides. Because the evil one takes advantage of the reality that exists in this world. You know, in today's gospel, the evil one even says, all this has been given to me. And that's been confirmed in the scriptures. When Satan was driven out of heaven, he was given dominion over the earth. That's a reality. And if we look at the scriptures closely, especially in Deuteronomy, we can see that there's a particular need for us to acknowledge the reality of the earth, but to do so in the context of our God. And so the first fruits of the earth is something that we have to recognize are provided only because God is so good to us. Because if all we do is pay attention to the reality of the fruits of the earth, it's easy for us to forget about God. And so the evil one can easily slip in between our relationship with God. Jesus, the Word made flesh, knew God so well, knew the scriptures so well, that in the temptations that were very real, Jesus, as the Son of God, could have turned stones into bread. That would have been easy for him. But to do it at the command of Jesus' humanness, out of his hunger, to allow the evil one to get between him and his relationship with God, him and his relationship with himself, would have been inauthentic. And so Jesus uses scripture in answer to the evil one. But the evil one is so relentless and so cunning that even in the last temptation, the evil one uses scripture, speaks the truth of the scripture. But Jesus is still able to resist that temptation, to resist the temptation of being pulled into the earth, and to allow himself to be in relationship with his Father in such a profound way that he's able to say no to his hungers, to his desires. How difficult it is for each one of us to say no to our desires. It's so easy for us to rationalize our way into giving ourselves permission to do something that feels good. And unfortunately, sin always feels good. That does not suggest that everything that feels good is sinful. Because love feels good. There's a risk in loving, though. And we have to ask ourselves, are we willing to take that risk? That risk of knowing someone else and allowing ourselves to be known by them. Just like our relationship with God, how well do we know our God? What is between God and us? That's why it's so important for us to continue with our formation. It's so important for us to learn about what our faith is really trying to tell us, how it's trying to encourage us to live in a way that is good and profound and holy. And so we have to pay attention to what our faith experience is driving in us and bringing up in us. After communion, Chrissy Plover is going to come up and she's going to share with us a new opportunity for each one of us to engage in an active way in forming our faith. So I want you to pay close attention to what Christy has to share with us. In the meantime, this place is a place of refuge for us. It's a place of refuge from the world. It's a place where we are called to an encounter in a very real and profound way with Jesus Christ. So I'd like to encourage all of us, as we come to receive Christ in this Eucharist, let us open ourselves to continuing our knowledge and experience of God, to continue to explore what our faith journey is all about and what God is inviting each one of us to in our experience and our relationship in faith. And perhaps in that experience and in living that experience out, we can remove the evil one from that place between God and me.